From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting massive crowds turn out for women's marches in Washington and other world cities. Hundreds of thousands of marchers are here in Washington on President Donald Trump's first full day on the job. The Women's March was organized following the election. Among those speaking to the crowd was filmmaker Michael Moore.
So I woke up this morning, picked up the Washington Post, and the headline read, "Trump takes power." I don't think so. Here's the power. Here's the majority of America right here.
People around the world, including in Britain, Australia, and other countries, are showing solidarity with the demonstrators in the U.S. Alison Smith is an organizer of a women's march in London.
I think we can have a big impact. I think it's really important that the women in the U.S. know that we're behind them, that not just in the U.K., but there are marches all over the world. And the really important thing is that women's rights and all the freedoms, the LGBT rights, and all the freedoms that we built up over generations have to be not just retained but expanded, and it looks very much as if Trump's administration will not do that.
A spokesman for President Donald Trump says he will spend part of his first full day in office visiting the Central Intelligence Agency. It's one of a number of agencies that Trump has been at odds with in the past over claims about Russia hacking the 2016 election. The president started the day at an interfaith prayer service at Washington's National Cathedral, a tradition which dates back to George Washington. This is VOA News. The U.S. State Department said Saturday it will not send a delegation to the Syrian peace talks next week in the Kazakh capital of Astana. Acting spokesman Mark Toner said the United States would instead be represented by the U.S. ambassador to Kazakhstan, George Kroll. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has said the talks, which begin Monday, will focus on enforcing the ceasefire and allow the distribution of humanitarian aid across the country. He told a Japanese television station earlier this week he believed the negotiations would result in local reconciliation agreements with rebels. Russia, Syria's most powerful ally, brokered the talks with help from Iran and Turkey, which supports the opposition but has changed its priorities to fighting Kurdish groups and the Islamic State. Newly elected Gambian President Adama Barrow posted on Twitter Saturday that he will return to his homeland and assume power now that defeated leader Yahya Jammeh has agreed to step down and leave the country. Jammeh, who is expected to leave for Guinea on Saturday, agreed Friday to peacefully hand over power to Barrow. Jammeh's departure ends a political standoff that came to the brink of a military intervention by West African forces. The United Nations is appealing for $550 million in humanitarian assistance this year to meet the needs of Afghans affected by conflict or natural disasters and for those returning home from neighboring countries. UN Humanitarian Coordinator Mark Bowden launched the appeal in Kabul Saturday.
With the exception of Syria, there have been no other movements of this scale, and that is why I want to reemphasize that Afghanistan faces exceptional needs that require an exceptional international response.
Bowden said an estimated 1 million Afghans have returned home from neighboring Pakistan and Iran in the last year, while more than 600,000 people fled their homes internally due to conflict. At least 20 people were killed when a powerful bomb ripped through a market area in northwestern Pakistan on Saturday. At least 40 other people were wounded. Officials said an initial probe suggested a remotely controlled explosive device hidden in a sack was detonated at a time the market was crowded with shoppers. A spokesman for the Pakistani Taliban has claimed responsibility for what he said was a suicide attack to avenge the killings of its jailed members in allegedly fake police encounters. And the commander of police forces in Somalia's Middle Shabelle region was killed in a grenade attack at police headquarters in Jawhar town. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.